Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Dan Shakur, Executive Director of Green Street Academy. In the spirit of full disclosure, I am the co-founder and the current chairman of the board of directors of the school and couldn't be more proud of the effort that we've made there. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, David.
So over the course of the last year and a half, you have spearheaded on behalf of the board the renovation of a great Baltimore landmark, the old Gwynns Falls Middle School on Hilton Parkway, which just opened up. So tell us what it was like to restore a school. Tell us a little bit about the building itself.
Well, I can only say as someone who, as an educator, having the opportunity to create a facility that will service students from our community for generations to come was the single most exciting thing I've ever done in my professional career. And the excitement that I felt was probably only rivaled by the excitement felt by the staff and students and the board at Green Street Academy. So I just want to get that out first. Now, the actual process itself was years long, but the last year and a half has felt like a sprint. The beautiful part of what it is we've been able to create at 125 North Hilton Street, the old Gwynns Falls Junior High, is that there is some major ownership and buy-in from everyone who occupies it. This was not the idea of a single individual or even a few individuals. It wasn't sort of born out of just one mind. What is standing at 125 North Hilton was spearheaded absolutely by the board, but once that ball got rolling, there was input from teachers, students, administration, community stakeholders. That building, in my estimation, signifies an incredible collaborative effort that now has produced a facility unmatched and unrivaled that I've ever been in, and I've been lucky to be in some unbelievable educational institutions. This building represents an incredible investment in the youth of Baltimore City that I think has been lacking. Well, and the mission and the vision of the school to really involve the community in every aspect of what we do, coming straight down to having industry recognized certifications and GED opportunities for those who self-select and want to be a part of that. Not only does it send a message to our students and our young people in Baltimore City, but I think it, like you said, it sends a message to the community that what Green Street represents is a place of opportunity, a place of hope, a place of growth. And I believe that even as we stand right now, just 2 weeks into our new school year, just 2 weeks into occupying this building, we are already flying towards that goal. And I think a lot of the excitement that we feel is derived from people seeing that, not just hearing the words, but seeing the actions, seeing the foundation literally being laid for this type of anchor institution that West Baltimore at this point really needs.
Well, I hope our listeners can stop by 125 North Hilton, which is the location of the new Green Street Academy. So thank you for joining me, Dan.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.